What is up, ladies and gentlemen out there in internet land, and welcome to episode 391 of the Straight Shooters, available wherever podcasts are found. My name is Vaughn Johnson, and I'm joined as always by my main man, Pots and Pans, Nick Bacone of Fox PHL, the gambler and Philly influencer. And we have yet another fantastic show ahead of us here on episode 391. We're doing a live commentary, y'all. We're going back 25 years ago. What are we live commentating? WrestleMania 15, obviously. The last WrestleMania to be here in Philadelphia. Of course, Philly is hosting WrestleMania again this year, WrestleMania 40. But this is different, you know, with WrestleMania 40. A stadium show, a week's worth of events, a whole bunch of ancillary events. But back in 1999, things were totally different. Okay? We just had one-day event in an arena, and there was a WrestleMania rage party as well. We'll talk about it in a little bit. So what we're gonna live commentate, though, is the main event of that pay-per-view of WrestleMania 15. It is, of course, for the WWF Championship, The Rock defending against Stone Cold Steve Austin. So we're going to live commentate that in just a little bit. But before we get into it, I got to do my weekly check-in with my man, Pots and Pans. Nick, how are you doing on this beautiful Friday morning still, right? Or Friday afternoon here on opening day for the Phillies?
Day one. The magic number is 163 for the Phillies.
163.
So we are hyped. It honestly should have already happened. I mean, I don't begrudge any meteorologists, but you know, they could have played yesterday, but it was postponed to today. Today's a much nicer day anyway. No rain at all. No clouds. Today's
a perfect day. Beautiful
the
day.
Hosting the Braves. Last time the Braves were in Philly, nothing good happened for them. So kind of pumped for this season. I don't, you know, the Braves are still a juggernaut, so it's going to be a tough season to at least try to compete for the NL East. But hey, we got a full season of Bryce Harper, hopefully. Trey Turner, you know, hopefully he turns it around right away. Doesn't wait, you know, more than half the season to become Trey Turner. Starting pitching, you know, should hopefully stay healthy and be good. So a lot of optimism in Philly today and for this baseball season. So, and hey, I'll be right in the thick of it. So I'm pumped about that as well.
Yeah, man. Day one of the season. How soon will you be miserable? By the third inning? Will you give up on the team?
First inning, probably.
It's crazy how you liked it.
I'll probably get on the umpires like in the first inning. It's like, what the hell are you calling that for?
You provide this public service for Phillies fans, yet you are the angriest Phillies fan.
I want them to win so bad, man. So when you know, I'll try to be patient today. Like, it's kind of funny, you know, like a lot of things I do is just kind of like tongue in cheek to try and just make people laugh and be like, man, like that's funny, but. Some people do take it to heart, you know, when I just kind of try and joke around. So I got to be wary of that because there are people that are, you know, following me just for videos, radio calls and stuff like that. So they don't care about, you know, my jokes or banter or anything. So I do have to be wary of that, especially this season. And, you know, I will try. I'm not saying I will be wary of that, but I will try to be wary of that and not sound as miserable to people. But again, for me, it's just fun. Like, Phillies baseball is back. And from now until October, hopefully through November, we're going to be in a really, really, you know, fun year for Phillies baseball. And a lot of pundits are, you know, picking the Phillies to raise that World Series trophy. So I'm
kind of, man, that's wild to me. It is. Because the Dodgers are so good. At least the roster is so stacked. The Texas Rangers are still really good. The Houston Astros are still really good. These teams ain't fall off. Diamondbacks put up 13 runs in an inning yesterday. Like, hello, the defending National League champs. Atlanta, 100 wins a season every season. You know, eventually you would think they might get something done in the playoffs, right? You know? I don't know.
I don't know. It's gonna
be
cool.
A long season.
It's kind of cool. Be like, okay, like We can always kind of poke fun at the fans of those other teams, because you know we like doing that as well. We like,
oh yeah, fun, yeah. So. Oh yeah, I know you do for sure. But yeah, it's a long season. We're gonna hear Nick, I'm sure, complain about the team not being every in first place throughout the podcast season. They're not in first place from wire to wire. Nick's gonna have a problem. Yeah. But so yeah, and you know, hope everybody had a good time at the ballpark today. You know, in South Philly, but across the street. By next week, it's going to be a different vibe down there. Mm-hmm. It's going to be different. And it's going to be WrestleMania at Lincoln Financial Field. And I was just down at the Wells Fargo Center Wednesday for James Harden's return to Philly with the Clippers. And I was, you know, obviously in the sports complex, and you see the signage up, and it's like, it's real now. WrestleMania is in Philly. It's going to happen here at the same place where I used to work. It's wild. I've been in Lincoln Financial Field, obviously, numerous times, as an employee, as a writer, you know, journalist, etc. And then to see the WrestleMania signage up, it's like WrestleMania is going to be in there. That's kind of crazy. Like, that's wild. It's right. We're right there. We're only, as we record this, 8 days away. By this time next week, we'll be in the midst of the madness, the mania. You know. See what I did there?
I do.
But yeah, it's pretty cool that we're this close, and it's here in our backyard, man. And then this past Monday, we got a great episode of Raw. Some are calling the best in a long time, with that epic scene with The Rock beating up Cody Rhodes and putting his blood on the belt, and it's raining outside in Chicago. It's like WWE booked the rain. It's like, how did that happen? Some people get all the luck, bro.
Yeah, seriously. And people are, it's been a long time since a lot of people have looked for subtle meanings or hidden clues in WWE TV. And right away, we're starting to see, oh, that truck that in the background truck that had Austin and Cena on it, you know, was that, you know, a hint and a clue or something like that? And it's fun. It's fun to finally be able to watch a WWE television program and be entertained in a way that, you know, we're not afraid of them doing us wrong. They're almost like rewarding the viewer finally after years and decades of not doing that, or doing that, you know, once and then pulling the rug out from under us. And it's, you know, we don't feel that way going into it. This is why I say, you know, of course I love wrestling. I grew up loving wrestling for the in-ring action as well as the stories. Especially for a 3-hour episode, you know, like, you don't always need a wrestling match to entertain you when you're watching a wrestling program. It's the stories, and we're going to get that wrestling match at WrestleMania. Like, it's going to be in the ring. This is all ancillary type stuff going on to build to that moment and when they're in the ring and tell that story in the ring. So I don't mind the half hour promo on a 2-hour or 3-hour television show, like, because it's entertaining.
If it's good, I'm not complaining.
Exactly. Like, and if it's not entertaining, then obviously it deserves to be criticized. But, and there are people that don't like it, and that's fine. You know, like, there are people that just watch wrestling for wrestling, and that's fine. But wrestling has always been more than just wrestling, you know, like growing up and the interview spots, Piper's Pit, the Snake Pit with Jake Roberts, the Barbershop of Brutus Beefcake. By the way, did you watch that Dark Side of the Ring episode of Brutus Beefcake this past week?
I did not. It was on Brutus Beefcake. I have not watched it yet. I just watched the Terry Gordy one, so I'm kind of behind. Yeah, but yeah.
I saw that as well. The Brutus Beefcake one's pretty funny.
Oh my God.
Not like ha ha ha, but it's kind of like, just, it reminded me of like the Barbershop. I totally, like, I forgot he came back from that parasailing accident and just did that.
I'll watch it today.
Yeah, it's funny.
I do find it funny that if Austin and Cena are on WrestleMania and helping Cody Rhodes potentially, it'd be like WWE's top white baby faces beating up the Samoan family in front of thousands of people. It's like the white baby faces unite against the NOI family. What is the white baby face Avengers for WWE?
Oh, no.
It's like multi-generational. You got one from the 90s, you got one from the 2000s, and now Cody going against the multiple generations of the Samoan family. Oh, that's what it's going to look like to me. That's the first thing when I thought about like the visual. Because look, let's, as a wrestling fan, it'd be epic. All right, I'm not sitting here saying this shouldn't happen. Steve Austin and John Cena coming out to help Cody Rhodes fend off the NOI family. That'd be just to hear the glass shatter in person. I've never heard the glass shatter in person. That'd be actually, I take that back. I was at WrestleMania 30. Hello. But it'd be the second time, I guess. But either way, it'd be epic. Okay. And it's to know he might fight people. I've never seen him fight people in person, so that'd be dope. Yeah. But I can't help but say it also, the other thing that popped in my head is like, there's all these white guys beating up this Samoa family and all these people. That's a wild visual, but yeah. that's just what popped in my head. But it is fun to like kind of look at these potential Easter eggs, because WWE has also dropped potential Easter eggs. Look at this past Monday with Drew McIntyre in the background talking to Paul Heyman. They've done that multiple times in recent history. So could they seem to be very intentional about what they shoot these days. So that could be foreshadowing. It's a kind of an Easter egg, but it's kind of a weird one because they're on the side of a truck. They haven't like intentionally dropped hints like verbally, but it'd be kind of wild if they really did that on purpose. That's a new kind of wrinkle WWE hasn't done really before. It's like dropped those visual Easter eggs. I don't think they dropped literal eggs with the gobbledygooker, but not like, I don't know. They've done it recent past with the backstage stuff, but not with like a poster or like something like that. At least that I can remember, but I could be wrong.
Yeah. That's kind of always been the WrestleMania build. You know, it's never really been about the in-ring build kind of ends at the Royal Rumble, right? Whoever wins the Royal Rumble, you just kind of build towards WrestleMania that way. And yeah, they have matches here and there, but it's kind of the story is the match that happens at WrestleMania. So, they have The Rock's 30-minute promo. Was it last week on SmackDown or the week before? Concert. Ago. So, and that was what, 30 some minutes, in a 2-hour show, but entertainment. Like, and now the big issue with the criticism is The Rock stealing Roman's thunder, stuff like that. Like, I don't know. Like, I understand why wrestling criticism and where it comes from, but it's been a long time that where we can't just haven't been able to just enjoy watching, and we're here, like we have it, and there's still criticism going around. It's really like I try to stay away from it, and sometimes I get into it, but I understand there's a reason people don't like it. But again, those people hated WWE, the products, for good reason. From like the 2000s to 2010s, those years were really, really bad, especially creatively. And the in-ring action was bad. And they don't want to admit that what's happening now is like entertaining. Like they just don't want to admit it because it's WWE. So, I'm not here saying WWE is better than anyone else. By the way, my match of the year is Sting's retirement match, at Revolution. Like that was just an amazing story, and probably not the best in-ring match that we've seen this year. But to me, that's absolutely up there as match of the year. So for me, it's about stories and heading to, WrestleMania, where for the first time we're going to see, since it's been two nights, that we're going to see people wrestle night one and night two. So that'll be interesting to see. I'm interested to see how people react to that going from night one, because especially last year night one ends and you're just kind of like waiting for night two. But now like night one ends and there's a story that's going to be told at the end of night one that is told about all day night, like that Sunday from the morning to the event and through the event until the main event. Like we're going to hear about the story. And I think that's a little different this year. I think it's different because the way they played with Night 1 and Night 2, obviously the injuries have everything to do with the way they're doing, the way they booked it. But that's interesting to me that we're going to see that for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, man. It's going to be a lot of fun over the course of these next 8 days to see how it all plays out. And it'll all play out here in Philly. It's still kind of wild. Like, we've known this now for 2 years, right? Since 2022. But it's still kind of like, damn, it's really here. Like, yeah. It's still kind of that, like, it's really here. It's still kind of that vibe for me. Even though I've been planning and trying to organize and shoot and edit content, all this stuff that I've been doing about WrestleMania, it's still like, you know WrestleMania is here. It's in Philly. I don't have to get on a plane. I don't have to check into a hotel. I'm sleeping in my own bed every night. It's gonna be great. I can't wait. So, but enough of the current day nonsense. Let's go back in time 25 years ago to Philly again, to WrestleMania in Philly, 1999, WrestleMania 15. And in the main event, it was for the WWF Championship, The Rock defending against Stone Cold Steve Austin. And we're about to live commentate. And if you want to do so with us, we're on Peacock. We're about, where are we at? 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 23 seconds. We're right at the end of the horrific Hell in a Cell match between The Undertaker and Big Boss Man. The lights are out, so for visual reference. But again, 2 hours, 8 minutes, 23 seconds. Nick, any thoughts before we watch this this main event, which will include a video of something else?
We're going to include, the highlights, I guess, if you will, of the WrestleMania Rage Party, which was a throwback to our very first deep dive. Remember that?
This was the very first one in 2020.
Yeah, our very first deep dive was our WrestleMania Rage Party from WrestleMania 15.
What a wild start.
You can go back in our archives and listen to that, or wait for this next week. I'll be uploading our WrestleMania Rage Party deep dive. I'm also going to upload our WrestleMania 15 deep dive with the Blue Meanie, who was a part of WrestleMania 15. We did that 2 years ago, I believe. So
we got a story coming out in the Inquirer about the Blue Meanie. Story and a video. So be on the lookout for that. Nice. Inquirer.com.
Nice. So WrestleMania 15, the last WrestleMania in Philly, and we're going to kind of harken back to the Attitude Era and then kind of see how it is 25 years later, a completely different era, but a very prosperous era for WWE as well.
All right. You ready to hit that play button?
Let's go. 3, 2, 1.
All right.
Well, folks, it's been a WrestleMania weekend in Philadelphia. Last night, the Rage Party at the Philadelphia
The Rage
Center.
Party. What a wild name, too.
Roll up to Easter.
Oh, no.
I specifically...
We can edit that
played
out.
I specifically played that on purpose and paused it after the ad.
And it's still be like, you're going to get this ad.
I included it because I paused it too long, I guess. Unbelievable.
You're going to get this ad, buddy. Well, we got 90 seconds until... You want to edit? You want to keep this in or edit it out? Why not?
Let's. I muted it, so...
Yeah, we're not getting free ads from us.
Hell no.
Company with the red and white color scheme. I'm not going to mention who you are. Take a guess of who that is.
Unbelievable, man.
But as you heard there, they're about to show a recap of the WrestleMania Rage Party, which, what a wild name for one. A Rage Party. What is going on at this Rager?
We have to be there. We have to.
We're going to rage. What does that intend? Then you bring Isaac Hayes to sing Chocolate Salty Balls. Like, is that part of the rage that you're talking about?
Oh, man.
I don't know. We did a deep dive on it back in 2020. It's our very first one. And yeah, we discussed some things. We discussed Shane McMahon dancing with Sable, right? Wasn't that what was happening? The Rock was on the show, obviously. So much was happening. Jeez. I think Big Show had a FUBU shirt on.
Look at these, by the way. These little Caesars. So you see that?
I do see that.
Looks good.
That's wild. That looks greasy.
Yeah.
It looks awesome. Unhealthy. And I'm not like a health nut, but
crazy puffs.
That looks wild.
Crazy puffs.
I'm not sitting here being like I'm clean eater, but like I got a limit too. Oh, yeah, pyro. There's so many people there in the convention center.
If you're ready for WrestleMania, give me a hell yeah.
This is on TV too. This is on TV the night before WrestleMania. The night before WrestleMania, not the day before. The night before WrestleMania. I couldn't imagine WWE putting on. Well, I guess they do actually. I take it back. They do the Hall of Fame ceremony. All the wrestlers are at that. Oh my God.
Daddy.
Oh, having Val Venus introduce Cherry Poppin' Daddies is a choice.
I'm having a little trouble getting around.
My goodness gracious. So I guess you know what, and you wonder why Vince is getting sued now.
Easy, the legendary Isaac Hayes. Say, everybody haven't seen my balls that big and soggy and brown.
Oh, my God.
My name is Barbara.
My goodness gracious. Oh, Deborah Michaels. That's who he was dancing with. That was Sable. No, they wouldn't put Sable in the crowd. Look at Big Show in his FUBU shirt.
There it is.
Steve Austin, it's gonna be on your ass. Set straight to hell.
The Ministry of Darkness is just at the rage party. That don't seem like the place where the Lost Boys to go.
No.
Billy, this is not sing along with the champ. There ain't no way. Stone Cold is rolling.
Did those people have a good time?
And not getting the job done. Stone Cold Steve Austin, the next World Wrestling Federation champion. And that's the bottom line. The Stone Cold.
Man.
That's a spoiler, man.
I would love to know the details behind this. Like, we gotta outside of a deep dive, we gotta do like a retrospective and talk to people who attended.
Yeah.
What was the ticket price? JR is back. This is when
match. Go ahead. His first match back after his second bout with Bell's palsy. So he'd been off TV for months.
Yep.
And he tipped his hat to Michael Cole.
Michael Cole gets out, and now Michael Cole is the top guy in WWE. Yeah. He's come a long way, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, that rage party, man. We need to talk to people who attended. If you attended the WrestleMania rage party,
Rock's family in the background.
Yeah, that's Danny Garcia and his mom.
Here you are.
Danny Garcia, part owner of the UFL.
About that.
Well, there couldn't be a better or bigger match.
But if you attended that WrestleMania rage party, hit us up, bro, and let us know what it was like. What did you pay?
You know, when you're out there in the parking lots, you might
find
somebody that
I might ask there. People.
Yeah.
How much did you pay to get in? What was it like, the timing of it? Like, how long were you there? What did you actually do? Did you have a good time? Did you get alcohol? Like, did you drink? Did you eat?
Look at that entranceway. Still pretty cool.
It's all right. This year is going to be much better.
Cool. Yeah.
This year is going to be much better than this. It's just for WrestleMania 15, if you've never seen it. It's a metal X, a metal, and on top of a metal V, and then in front of that is big letters that say WrestleMania. And there it is. That's WrestleMania stage. I don't know if it's even an upgrade. I don't know if it's even an upgrade over the WrestleMania 14 set.
It is. The WrestleMania is much bigger. The logo is much bigger.
Yeah, but at least they had like the turn. I like the turn. You know how I feel about the turn in the aisle.
Yeah, the turn's good. The turn's
always great. Why I like that. But the round structure with the turn, that was dope.
I was watching WrestleMania 7 yesterday for a little bit. Obviously, Savage Warrior, the best WrestleMania match ever, was on there. And they had the entrance and then the turn. Yeah, that was just a cool visual. I miss when the aisle goes to the corner of the ring.
Yeah,
it's
almost
like diagonal, you know.
Oh, here comes Shawn Michaels.
The commissioner's here.
A year into retirement, Shawn Michaels.
He's got a microphone.
The commissioner.
Like Kyoto. Thank God it's not Earl Hebner.
The commissioner of the World Wrestling Federation, Shawn Michaels. ready to give Vince McMahon the boot. Give him the boot. Get him out.
25 years too late.
too early.
Whatever the cliche I'm trying
to use. Yeah. I got where you was going. We didn't quite get there, but I understood.
Now Shawn Michaels runs NXT. How about that?
Yeah. And also, his song is like kind of viral because Sexy Red was listening to it in a video. Shawn Michaels' theme song is lit. I was literally the day before I was playing the song for my wife. I was like, you don't know Shawn Michaels' theme song? Oh, I got to play it for you. And I was singing it. She didn't get it. And then the next day, I see the video of Sexy Red doing it. It's like, see? Not just me. The song is lit. Somebody gonna sample that, make a lit ass song off of that Shawn Michaels theme song. You watch. Somebody's probably already done it.
We just can't have a WrestleMania without the Heartbreak Kid, now can we?
I wish.
Now, I'm a little disappointed after 10 years of being with this company. I had to buy a ticket to get in this place.
He had to buy a ticket, and he got an entrance.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Yeah, the ticket buyers are in the stands.
See, Vince, if I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times, you have got to read that rule book.
They bleeped it out.
It is censored WWF. It's on Peacock. Like, come on.
Now, I know you're a
big can't say WWF, man.
So many things on your mind, but
also, Vince didn't read a lot of rule books.
At least clearly. They're not blurring the logo.
That's true.
Had you taken the time to read that rule book, you would see that it states that there is only one man who can appoint an official at WrestleMania.
This is the owner of this store. This creative is also very weird. It does not hold up well.
They've only done this one time too.
It's not you. Right. But I'm gonna give all these
Vince delegating power. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
The one guy
he wrote it in to the rule book. Decision.
I think we got it.
Sarah's like, okay, come on.
Let's get to it. We're running an angle before the main event of WrestleMania. This is not normal. But this is the attitude there. That this is the time where they would just run an angle at any time, even before the main event of WrestleMania.
What I'd like for you to do for me now is take that Jack LaLanne physique of yours.
Jack LaLanne!
Get the hell out of here and don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
Wow. Oh.
The owner is seething.
Couldn't he just fire the commissioner? He owns the place.
He did. He did. But Sean's contract is ironclad.
Oh, yes.
So he came back the next week.
Ironclad. That means you can't get fired? Ironclad. That means you get paid regardless. That don't mean you keep your job, brother. You get out. Here's your money. Ironclad. What does that mean? How stupid is that? It's written in iron, bro? No, it's still on paper. I can tear it up right now.
Part of that creative that makes me laugh is Survivor Series, The Rock one. Austin gets the title match the next night because Shane McMahon screwed him, but a way to get they fired Austin, right? So instead, Shane hired him back, and he's like, the only way I can rehire him is if I gave him a title match. It's like, what? Like, something creative is like, you look back and you're like, what the hell? How they tried to explain things just did not make sense.
Look. This y'all genius? This y'all creative genius?
I remember like Austin coming out with the contract, be like, I got a contract that says I get a title match against whoever wins the next night if it's not me. And Shane looks at Vince, he's like in the ref uniform, like Shane's in the ref uniform. shirt. He looks at Vince. He's like, I had to. I didn't have a choice. It's like, you could have just not hired him back. Dude. Like,
he could have not done anything.
Now Shaw is taking Vince to the back. Like Kyoto. Yeah, Mankind was supposed to ref, but he was injured.
Yeah, they
show up eventually, I believe.
They had a match to see who would be the special guest referee in the main event. Yuck.
And it was Paul White, who had debuted a month prior, versus Mankind.
Yuck. This is like, he stomps away. This is like, honestly, like, I know 98 was the time where WWF shot up. 99 was the worst of Vince McMahon's booking, though. It's before he left. Not Vince McMahon, Vince Russo's booking, I should say. I take that back. His booking was like, stuff like this was just terrible. I hated it.
He felt like
he have a special referee match. The winner gets a special referee a match. What?
A month later, Paul White punches Vince.
Silly stuff, man. Oh, here we go. The Rock just getting over again in 2024. But here he is.
Saying the F word on cable TV.
He's the final boss today, but back in 99, this is his very first WrestleMania main event. Obviously, many more to come. Got that big eagle WWF championship belt. I think that's one of my favorites. Right? I mean, it's definitely one of my favorites, but I think I like it better than the winged eagle. That's my opinion.
Is that this not the winged eagle?
No, this is the big eagle.
Technically, no,
the winged eagle is the winged eagle, the Bret Hart holding.
Yeah, no, but they got the wings there on that one.
And I don't know why they do that. They call it the winged eagle because eagles have wings, but like that's just the name of it.
Yeah. Well, I love that one.
The wings stick up from the top a little bit.
You know, the one Hogan and Warrior had was the first one I ever saw. So right. That's my favorite. But I liked how they made it bigger. And the night after Austin won it at 14, Vince is holding it. And Austin, like, looks at his belt, drops it on Vince's feet, and grabs that one.
I think this one is great, though. It's a great belt.
Yeah. I think post
Wing Diesel. Look what The Rock does when he gets into the ring. What'd you say? Get out of here. This casually threatens to slap Mike Chioda in the face. We're also going to have a story about Mike Chioda in Inquirer, too. I forgot about that. Nice. Yeah. Mike Chioda's getting a story. Drew Gulak's getting a story.
Where's the best at? You got to sell that new shirt, right?
No, apparently I think he said this on podcasts, stuff like that. He was going through some things in his personal life, and he forgot his vest. Oh, wow. So he had to get a shirt. From the merchandise stand.
What's the camera guy doing on this stuff?
Yeah, get out the way. But yeah, he apparently said his mind was, he's going through some things and just forgot his vest for the main event of WrestleMania. Came out in a t-shirt. But I mean, it'll help sell the t-shirt. Uh-huh. So I'm sure he made a couple more dollars.
I don't even remember that t-shirt. That's one I never got. So
this is a great start to the match. The Rock just won't let him. They just won't let him pass. And here we go.
You can definitely read their lips.
That's a classic start to the match, though. Rock just cutting him off at the pass, and Steve Austin going like, "Is he serious? Well, he got to get punched in."
That's how every Austin match started, by the way.
Well, yeah. Definitely with punches and fighting outside the ring, and Rock giving the big eyes, which
the Rock the eventually crazy eyes. Does he eventually get a commentary during this match?
I believe so.
That was great.
The Rock, by the way, still doing his thing in 2024, whooping up on Cody. Did we turn the volume down?
We did. I shut it off for now.
But
if we want the whole
we can keep it in there a little bit.
All right. That Rock's over the top rope, but it's been eliminated from the Royal Rumble. Now they're gonna go into the ground.
I mean, we can turn, maybe we turn it down a little bit so it's not as loud.
Better?
Yeah, that's better. Yeah. But,
yeah, well, let me see if I recognize anyone in the audience.
Understand.
I never really paid attention to that, even though it was in Philly. But I was watching from the comfort of my own home on this night. I was 13. I would not have, like, I was not. Look at all the people, like, getting crazy. Yeah. I was just not my scene at the time. I was like, I would rather watch this from home. So,
but also, you didn't have the money on your own to just go to WrestleMania.
Even if
your kid,
I'm pretty sure, you know, could have been a late birthday gift if I asked, you know, like, my birthday's in October. I could have been like, hey, can I get
WrestleMania tickets? I'll wait.
And, yeah, I just didn't want to.
You can ground me right now, and I'll just wait.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I was
by 10? This point, like, every Austin match had been like this. So I was like, I do not want to be like near that because people are crazy. You can see the people around there, they are crazy. So
I was 10, and my mom was, I don't think my mom even knew I was a big wrestling fan yet. Not enough to know that I would want to go to WrestleMania. Yeah. So not yet, which makes,
I was in eighth
WrestleMania
grade. That's crazy. Eighth grade,
yeah. But that's what makes WrestleMania coming back so dope, is that we had it here one time 25 years ago, but we were all so young that, at least, you know, us specifically, that we weren't able to attend that. We weren't a part of the scene whatsoever.
Yeah.
So to kind of get that chance to kind of do it again, redo it right this time, at least for people, again, of our age. I'm sure, obviously, there are people in the stands who are alive today. I'm like, yeah, I was at WrestleMania last time. It was fun and blah, blah, blah. But, like, I don't know them people. The people I know, we all look back at this show like, man, do you know WrestleMania was here. Wow, I wasn't there. Neither was I. I was too young, and it's different. It's not even like a proper. It doesn't even feel like a proper WrestleMania, even though obviously it is. But compared to what it is today, watch out.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Leg right on the structure.
Did you know where you were? Because that seemingly was a bad spot for a back body drop.
Yeah, but
it moved over a little bit.
Seeing what WrestleMania has grown to today, this feels like, you know, a different event almost. It doesn't even feel the same.
Both his legs caught that.
Yeah.
Wow. He definitely went further in the yikes. Well, Mike Chioda gets control.
But it's become so much bigger that, like, it almost feels like the first time WrestleMania is here, even though it's been here before. Oh, man, it's slipping and falling.
Oh, no. Can't be 5 stars now.
Oh, kicked him right in the groin. That's disqualification.
The people's jewels.
The corporate. These are the corporate.
Oh, ones. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the corporate. I just remember being in this time frame. I didn't buy The Rock as like a bad guy because he was getting so popular in late 98 before Survivor Series. And then all of a sudden they have to turn him because they need a foil for Austin. You know, they're not going to do The Undertaker again.
Right up against the structure.
The Rock was the guy.
But it's swinging back and forth. Swinging.
Oh, no.
It's swinging. Watch out. That would have been disastrous.
That would have. But yeah, I was like annoyed they turned him heel, so I was just like, get the belt off him, just put it back on Austin. So can we not wait till WrestleMania? And they actually gave it to Mankind a couple times, so.
A couple times.
Yeah.
Twice, literally twice.
Crazy.
Man. Austin.
The aisle right now.
Fighting in the aisle.
Apparently going back to the ring, but he's going to suplex him first.
They want to suplex him first, y'all? Looking to the... Ooh, no! Rock counters! Ooh, ow!
That definitely looked like it hurt. They say the concrete, but there's clearly a rug there. So I'm just like...
Yeah.
Whenever they say concrete, I'm like, can you at least just say that rug just, that we clearly see is thin?
Just a floor. Just the floor. Yeah. It still hurts. Ugh, that's nasty. What you do that for, Rock? It's not everywhere. We're going to throw it on somebody. That's nasty.
Imagine he does that this year.
Oh, that'd be trifling. In this post-pandemic world we're living in, that'd be trifling. Exactly. Oh, he got a bottle of water, not the headset. I know he definitely gets on commentary at Backlash next month. Oh, that's nasty too. Also trifling. Throw water on the referee. Any damn thing he wants.
Pretty much.
That's how it is today.
Actually that's very true today as well.
He is the final boss. He is the boss in WWE now.
You see how enclosed everything is compared to now, where everything's like spaced out. They give enough room for all the people around the ring and security and the rails and everything,
and the wrestlers, so they can actually do this stuff and not have to worry about fighting through photographers and wires and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, straight through the table. My God.
The second attempt was, finally the table broke. He tried it once. The table did not break. So Austin's elbow through the rock onto the table. Finally breaks it.
Oh, we got more water.
Stay hydrated.
Oh, God. Spitting more water in people's faces. That's nasty. Y'all nasty.
Yeah.
What is wrong with y'all? I forgot how nasty this match was.
There are people in the front row that's like, yes, I got all this saliva on me. Yes.
Nasty.
Rock. Wrapping Austin's left leg around the ring posts. I miss those ring posts. The LED ones are just annoying.
Man. We got it done on the second time with the table spot. That's what we did. We got it
We're
done.
We're going to go back in the crowd. But
no, come back here.
Ooh,
oh, my goodness. Steps. Man. Have they wrestled in? I don't think they've wrestled in the ring yet. I forgot how long they've been outside the ring to start the match.
Started throwing punches in the ring, and that's about it. Here we go.
It's wild when you watch so much wrestling, sometimes you forget like certain things that happen, even though you've watched it multiple times. I've seen this match multiple times, including recently for.
Oh, that was out of nowhere! God, rock bottom in the middle of the ring.
Ooh, that's a good cover. But including for the WrestleMania countdown, I went back and watched this one, and you still forget, like, you don't take into account how long things are happening and timing it up, and it's like, man, they were outside the ring for a long time. just kind of get used to it, because that's how Austin's matches were at this point.
Yeah, we're at the time frame where there's about 16 minutes left of the entire event. So,
man,
that was
different era, bro.
Half the match they were outside. For
but
sure.
Also different era, because these matches, if main events today last a good 30 minutes at WrestleMania.
Yeah, yeah. Especially with the entrances and everything. Right?
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The referee took a chair to the head from Steve Austin.
That looked like it hurt.
Oh, my God.
That looks stiff as hell. Oh, man. And that rolls out of the ring.
The way Mike Chioda rolls out of the ring.
So slowly.
Like a horror movie. Stutter. Oh, not yet.
Oh. There's a chair in the ring. No referee. And the Rock has it now, and he is. Oh, right on Austin's knee. Ooh, you know what? I forgot about this. It could be a good callback to Mania 17.
Yeah, I was literally thinking the same thing. Austin connecting those dots. The Rock literally did the same thing.
Austin's next WrestleMania would actually be 17, because he was out the next year.
Oh, my God.
This next surgery. So.
Yeah.
Tim White's in. And after the Rock rams Austin's head with a chair, Austin kicks out. Did Tim White not hear that or see that? Steel chair? Like, is this a no DQ match? Did we forget that?
I mean, Mike Chioda pretty much threw out the rule book anyway. They've been He crushed Mike Chioda with that chair.
Replay it. Oh, they're doing a slow mo.
Oh my God. Dude,
he didn't even get his arms up. Like,
he crushed Mike Chioda with that chair.
Just sighed in the crowd. Says, I bet Austin wins. Good bet. Good bet.
A lot of 316 signs and one. Somebody got 143.
Now we got a rest hold.
Yeah, after all of that, I'm going to put you in a headlock.
Bring down the crowd a little bit.
Have you seen WWE encouraging fans to bring signs to the shows again?
I'm not. Are they?
Yeah. I don't know if you've noticed. There have been more signs in the stands now. WWE sent out a tweet like they were showing. They had a video on Twitter of them like showing like the best signs.
Okay, I did
the recent show, and then they like are like, hey, you know, bring your sign. Like,
I'll bring a sign. Ace of Base sign. Man, what a WrestleMania this has been! And this is the main event. The Rock does the big eyes so funny. Like, like the crowd's not even getting chanting yet, and he's like staring at him with the big eyes. Shut up. Also, I was remembering their Intercontinental title feud at this time as well, and at the time, I didn't appreciate it for what it was, and I didn't appreciate this for what it was looking back, so...
Which they also call back to in this feud, where they threw the belt, or I guess it happened before Backlash, where they threw the Smoke and Skull belt into the water, just like Steve Austin did to Rock's IC title. Look at The Rock and Steve Austin using callbacks in layers in their feuds that I didn't even notice back when I was a kid, but you look at today, it's like, oh, man. These guys were smart.
Sure, they were heavily involved because Vince Russo wouldn't remember that stuff.
Sure. It doesn't seem like it. Oh, no, not Timmy White. Oh, God.
Rock bottom, Tim White. Is he going to roll slowly out and off the apron?
He should. Oh, no, stunner. There's the Lord, the legs. Oh, I love the Rock cell of the stunner. Incredible. I need to see Steve Austin does show up at WrestleMania. Oh, here comes
Earl. Oh, not Earl. Look, he didn't even look at the shoulders. He's not even looking at the shoulders.
If Steve Austin comes out of WrestleMania and stuns The Rock, I need to see The Rock give his best sell. He may not be able to do it like he used to.
Right.
He's a little older, but like I need him to at least attempt to take that stunner the way he used to and flop and fly all around the damn ring. I need his legs to bounce off the ropes.
Oh, Vince done
a wardrobe change very quickly. He's got a suit. Why did he change his outfit?
From Austin grabbing a steel chair.
Now he's taking the jacket off. He put the jacket on just to take the damn thing off. What's wrong with him?
Why did he change? Like, is there a press conference after?
Oh, low blow.
That was bad.
No, Steve Austin stands over him and pours beer on his shirt after the match. I don't think it's going to be a press conference after this one. Puts his foot on his chest and pours beer on his face.
Now Vince is in the ring. Suits.
Oh my God.
Well, that was the only good thing he's ever done.
Oh my God.
Earl Hebner out.
Look at these terrible kicks he's doing here.
There you go.
Well, oh my goodness.
He's massaging
this is
him.
So much booking here. much.
We're going to see this night one, and it's going to be all here's Mankind.
This is the third referee. This is the fourth referee, right? This is the fourth referee in this match.
With a spray painted ref shirt.
Yeah. Knocked the hell out of Vince. Oh, my referee of record. Oh my God, fast count. Nick is trying to cheat for Steve Austin. Yeah.
That would have been terrible if that.
It would have been wild.
Like, you need the stunner, right? Like, you can't end an Austin match without a stunner.
Of course.
That he wins, at least. still got a steel chair in the ring, laying down. Right. Just did the Luthez press.
Ooh.
Now the Rock counters.
I bet Austin wins. Yeah. I see the sign. I didn't see it.
Another
before.
Rock bottom.
Oh my goodness. Oh my God. Rock bottom number two. It's time for the corporate elbow. Oh yeah, it is.
Facing the wrong way, Rock.
Hey, it don't matter. It's WrestleMania. Right. It's Philadelphia. We're gonna see a people's elbow on Saturday.
Or are you gonna find somebody in the parking lot with that elbow pad from the Rock?
Maybe. That'd be dope, actually. Oh, middle fingers. Oh no, he misses. Vince is beside himself. He doesn't know what he's watching. He can't, he's powerless all of a sudden. Oh, rock bottom. No, rock bottom here. Oh no, get your stunner on. Play a bow. And the legs bounce off the ropes.
<They
did. laughs> And Vince McMahon cries. What a great day.
For the third time. Because they had to do that in title change at King of the Ring the previous year for some reason. But pop a rating on Raw for sure.
Distraught.
Will we get a similar ending in Philly for WrestleMania 40?
Man, I think, man, WWE, unless they want people to be fighting in the streets of Philadelphia, after, yeah, right. They should do that. We gotta do the right thing here, I think.
We do.
Night one, all bets are off. I think the Bloodline can win night one. But night two?
Agree.
Cody Rhodes, if you just want a quiet night on the streets of Philadelphia, you're going to have the mayor come down like, look here, Triple H, all right? You need to get Cody the belt so people can get home safe. Okay?
Yeah.
Stop playing. People might be upset. Mick Foley, Vince McMahon's pulling his own hair out. Steve Austin is your new World Wrestling Federation champion. Vince is still crying. Rattlesnake rules. Like old Doyle. Doyle rules.
Rules with a Z.
No, like anarchy rules.
They're in that era.
Like anarchy rules. Oh, yeah. I forgot about gang rules. Was it gang rules, right?
Gang rules.
Survivor
yeah.
Series.
Yeah.
What a terrible with no E neither. RULZ.
No. Yep.
Shut up. What a white person thought about that? This is how people in the hood write. Gang rules. Get out of here.
Steve
Weiser. Remember the Budweiser frogs? That was a Budweiser frog sign. Those things were huge in the midnight. The Super Bowl commercial was on a beam when that came out. But love those Budweiser frogs. Austin overcame it all. He's got two beers at one time in one hand. That's some big hands.
They are.
He got two beer cans, two tall boys, looks like.
It's finally trying to
Vince
get to
still on his knees. Gotta love King standing up and talking to him. Oh, we still got some more time here. Oh, Steve Austin not done yet. He's about to leave. Wait a second now. This is another person I need to get my hands on here.
Yeah, here we go.
Throw the belt in the ring.
Earl, get over here.
Come here, Earl. They love it.
Earl's like, yeah, I'm in the spotlight again. Woohoo!
We need some confetti for this, man. I guess Vince McMahon wouldn't be happy, but it'd be dope if we got some confetti. We got confetti for WrestleMania 14.
Yeah.
Why didn't we get some confetti here in Philadelphia? Earl, can you imagine the referee after a Super Bowl toasting with Patrick Mahomes? What the hell? Could you imagine? Earl looking a little spry there, though. He hopped up there on like two steps. Earl was in shape back in the day, apparently.
Whatever.
Which, could you imagine the referee toasting Jerome Bolger toasting with Patrick Mahomes? Like, yeah, brother, good job. You won that thing. People would lose their minds.
Dude.
There'd be investigations.
There would be.
Oh, man. People would talk about the referee was on their team, literally on their team. You know,
literally.
With them. I think Earl's a little biased here. It looks like.
Should be fired. Still celebrating with his Steve Weisers. Vince stared at him.
Guessed it.
The aisle way. Is he going to get in the ring? Earl didn't even count the three. Like, where did Mick Foley go?
Where did Mick Foley go?
Come on, man. Why isn't he getting
Earl come from? I guess Earl was mad that The Rock gave him a rock bottom. He gave him a rock bottom. So he's like, forget The Rock. I'm rooting for Steve.
That's my belt. He hasn't been in
what performance. Vince fall for the dumbest things. It's like a Looney Tunes cartoon.
That might have been Vince's best sell of the stunner, honestly.
I guess.
Maybe he also could do that in Philly.
I mean, Vince ain't gonna be there. Now Vince is waking up. Get your ass down. Put my foot on your chest. Now he can't get up. Vince still can't get up. What is going on here? This is so goofy.
Philly loves it. Philly loves it.
Philly was on board with it, man.
It might be goofy if Cody wins, but we're going to love it.
Yeah, it's going to be an overbooked mess. I already foresee. Oh, I forgot they had Boyz II Men sing the America the Beautiful. How about that? Motown Philly, back again. That's pretty nice. Have they announced who's going to do it this year?
I don't know.
I don't think they have. I do not know. I'd imagine it'd be somebody local again. Get Jasmine Sullivan to do it or something like that. She's local. She's from Philly. She got good voice. That's who I am pitching. I don't know if it's even been announced yet. But they had to pick one.
All right.
Let's do huh?
They usually would by now, right?
I would think. Like, I
feel
like
Monday or something.
Yeah. But yeah, that's WrestleMania 15 main event, our live commentary. Last time it was in Philadelphia. Of course, The Rock defending the title against Steve Austin. Steve Austin winning the title from The Rock and stunning Vince McMahon after and pouring beer all over him. And everybody was happy in South Philadelphia that night. What a good time it was. And we're going to have an even better time here in South Philadelphia 25 years later when, you know, I think we both believe Cody's going to win. In a match that's probably going to be similar to the one we just watched and how overbooked it's probably going to be. Because you gotta think, this is, if Cody is winning the title, this is the culmination of a three-year story, not just his story, but Roman Reigns' story. You got to imagine that there's going to be a lot of characters from over the years that played a part in this story. It's probably going to resurface in this main event. And like, it's like, you would think maybe, if you get Steve Austin to John Cena, that'd be wild. But you could have Jey Uso. You could have Jimmy Uso. You're going to have Solo Sikoa. You could have The Rock. You could have Seth Rollins, potentially. Whoever. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn might be like, yo, we trying to be a part of this too. Who knows? So you can see a lot happening, I think, in that main event, which, honestly, I'm here for.
Yeah. I mean we've got two nights. They had a relatively clean, you know, pay-per-view last year. I know Solo wound up interfering, but it didn't feel overbooked. But I think we're due for, like, especially with TKO ownership and stuff, I think they feel like, you know, they want to make it like that. I don't know, it just feels like from the outside looking in that's what they're going for. So I would be surprised if it's not overbooked. I will say that.
I'm okay with it, especially if it's done right. You know, one of my favorite matches of all time is Backlash, the main event of Backlash 2000, which We had multiple referees in that. You know, we had Linda McMahon come down and bring down a referee for them to count.
Earl.
And
stupid Earl, man.
He had Stephanie involved. Steve Austin comes down and hits six people with a chair. I think there were three, four people involved in the match that had referee shirts on, because you had Shane. Then you had Pat and Gerald Briscoe. And then you had Earl Hebner. That's four people in the match that showed up with referee shirts on, much like the match we just watched here. Mm. And everything else, and Steve Austin drops a bus down to the ring. It's crazy. It's madness. Yeah. So but it's still one of my favorite matches of all time. So it's not like I am opposed to that type of stuff. If it matters, if like the story is good and if the characters involved are over, I'm okay with it. Yeah. But any final thoughts on WrestleMania 15 before we wrap it up for episode 391?
I mean, you could tell why the product was so hot at the time, even not even looking at the mid card, because we agree the mid card was cheeks until 2001. That main event, like, it was all about Austin, all about The Rock, the corporation, even the Undertaker's Ministry of Darkness. Like, that's what WWF was at the time. So it didn't matter that they didn't have a 5-star technical classic inside the ring. It was all about the aura of Austin and The Rock. So I think it's, I mean, I don't think we're going to see a similar sentiment, you know, this year in terms of going into the crowd and doing all that stuff. But, you know, the reaction, you know, I'm just looking forward to a similar reaction to the products this year. Hopefully we get it like in Financial Field. It might not sound as loud because it's an open air stadium, but, you know, I'm excited. It just makes me more excited for this year, watching that back and how rabid the fans were for Austin.
Yeah, I'm watching that. I just got more excited about this year's WrestleMania because it's like, man, we're going to have that here again.
Like, well, I hope so, man. I hope well, at least, do, man, because
look, even if it's not the result, even if it's not Cody winning, we still get the event. And I don't worry about the result, honestly. Just worry about the fact that we have WrestleMania here.
It's gonna sour everything for me if we don't get that. Oh my god. Even the build-up. I'm gonna be like, I wish we never went through it. Never get a WrestleMania again.
That's ridiculous. Regardless of the outcome, I'm still happy that WrestleMania is here. Okay. I'm still happy with that.
What if they crown him next month? We'll do it at Backlash. You'll be like, what the hell are we doing?
Listen, don't worry. This is just not like you're like in the middle of a Philly season right now. Don't worry. Well,
so I mentioned it on the line change with John Jansen, but that we recorded earlier. There's been more seeds of doubt planted in my head about Cody winning the last few weeks. And I just hope it's nothing more than just me being pessimistic from last year. There's no real, it's just a gut feeling. Like, there's no real thing I could point at. I guess The Rock, you know, just becoming more and more in the crowd, you know, responding positively to him more and more, that they wound up switching gears and just say, okay, we're not going to give Cody the title. Like, I could just see that because it's happened, you know, to other people throughout the years. Like, we've lived through that. I know somebody else was making the decisions at the time, but I don't know. Those seeds of doubt have crept into my mind recently about them not giving Cody the belt. And I just hope it's nothing more than stupidity on my part. But, you know, like, I just don't want that.
We'll see.
I'm afraid, man. I'm afraid.
Just take it easy. Just enjoy the ride, man. Just enjoy the ride. We got WrestleMania in Philly. There's so much to do with that, that the event is almost secondary. The event's going to be the event. That's out of your control. That's out of your control. But until next time, before then, before we get into any of that, we got to wrap this show up. So, Nick, please take us out with some plugs.
You can follow us at Shooters Radio on Twitter /X and on Facebook, facebook.com/Shooters Radio. You can follow me at _Picone on Twitter /X. You Phillies fan, get on it. Get on it. I'm here. Flyers make the playoffs. I'll be on here as well. Sixers, maybe. We'll see. But WrestleMania coming up. I don't know how, if I'll have any interviews for me personally, but we'll be involved. Obviously, Vaughn's got his thing going on that he'll let you know about, and you know, we'll try to highlight that here on the podcast as well, and on the foxphlgambler.com. Check that out at foxphlgambler on Twitter /X as well. We're going to become Fox Sports Radio The Wrestler for the next week and a half, so check it out. And we were also on The Line Change on Fox PHL Gambler with John Jansen. You could hear me and Vaughn on that. It is at foxphlgambler.com. Go to podcast, The Line Change, episode 5 of The Line Change podcast. Yours truly was on. So go check that out. It's up right now, foxphlgambler.com.
Did you say Fox PHL, The Wrestler? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So it's a rebrand for 1 week.
The rebrand. I am at Vaughn M. Johnson on Twitter. You can't find me there. You can't find me out here in these streets, especially next week, for sure. I might just hang tight, hang in the house for this weekend to rest up for next week. But either way, you can find me out there as well. You can find us on Patreon, patreon.com/shootersradio. You can it is an actual rebrand for The Wrestler. That's wild. You can find us on Patreon, patreon.com/shootersradio. Where you can request a future deep dive. If you do so, if you make a request, we will have you. We will not only fulfill your request, I should say, you can also make a cameo on the show that we're diving into. So again, patreon.com/shootersradio. But until next time, for Nick McCone, I am Vaughn Johnson. Thanks for listening to episode 391 of The Straight Shooters, and we'll catch y'all again next week during WrestleMania, y'all.
Peace.